ויהי בשלח פרו אסאום ונוחם אלוקים דרך ארץ פלישתים כי קרוי פו השם דוד תגים דרך ארץ פלישתים כי קרוי פו ומה אלוקים בין יחיל מהאום ולוי סמלחום ולשום מצרוים Yibarishim takes them out of Mitzrayim. Paro sends them out. And he doesn't let them go there at Plishtim. Hashem takes them out there Chamidbo Yamsu v'chamushim olu v'nei Yisom Yeref Mitzrayim. They went out Chamushim, says the Pasuk. They went out armed, according to some pshatim, according to Rashi's first pshat, in chamushim elam was a yon, they went unarmed. And then the pasuk, and this needs a little beer itself. Ayasu is going to say, I'm there, bo yamsuf. Hashem takes him out there, Hamid bo yamsuf. The Chamushim, Olu b'nei Yisrael, the Tzimei HaTzai. B'choyro, one of the Pshotim of the Chamushim means that as Rashi brings down, Rava'atam Chamushim Echod Mechamisha Yotsu. One of five went out. As you mentioned last week, four-fifths died at the Makas Choshech, as the Milchot brings down. According to the Dov Acher and its Hezbeir, what is the Chamushim doing over here exactly? We should have said it at the beginning of the parasha. And what is the connection to the next pasuk, which is Kesidus Yochus Ben Oimin on it? Right away, the next pasuk, Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu takes with him the Atzmos Yosef. Says the Hilik Torah Akdoisho. Then Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Atzmos Yosef with him. Yashbeya Hishbiya Es Bnei Yisrael Lema Pakoy Dipkoy Lekim Eschem Alisem Es Atzmos Mizeh Itchem. And Kodesh Baruch Hu made them, and Moshe Rabbeinu made them swear. I mean, Yosef Atzad started made them swear, Klal Yisrael, that when they go out, I want my bones going out with you. And here, the Torah makes a special point as the Kli Yochas Oymed. Why does the Torah have to mention Dafka over here, the point that Moshe Rabbeinu takes out with him, the Atzmos Yosef? What's the point? So the Kli Yochas one shot says that it was a protection, that Klal Yisrael needed a protection to go through the Midbar. They said before they were chamushim, they were armed. What were they armed with? What was their weapon? What was their ammunition? What was their koyach? The chamushim. Says the Kli Yochas one shot for chamushim, that they were armed with the koyach. With the koyach of Aroinu Shal Yosef. Because Aroinu Shal Yosef, as he brings down, as Chazal say in the Yalkut, Aroinu Shal Yosef represented somebody who was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. According to other Mefarshim, was the bones of all the Shvatim. Somebody who was Kimo HaSefer Torah itself. And that, after this protection, that was their ammunition, that was their weapons, that was the chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. But another pshat, which I was thinking, and then Mr. Kli Yochas mentions this pshat also, weiter, which is Yisrael the Gezach. Chazal ben Mizdarshin over here, Vayikach Moshe, Satsma Yisrael Sevimot. Break the Medrash Rabbah. The Gemara also says, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Al Zek Sivin Mishlei Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. The smart hearted one Yikach Mitzvahs. He should grab, he should hold Mitzvahs. Shekol Yisroel Vayu Asukim Bekesev Izzah U'Moshe Vayu Asuk B'Atzmos Yosef. Zok the Heleke Chazal. The point over here was not just to tell you, oh, we have to tell you, we just want to tell you a story that Moshe took. He went to get the Atzmos Yosef and take him out of Mitzrayim. Very nice. We have to hear about this now. Chazal wanted to make a very, very, very strong point that all of Klal Yisrael were Osek and Bizas Mitzrayim. The booty of Mitzrayim that Kadosh Baruch Hu promised that they were going to go out. Birchush Godoil, they're going out with a tremendous amount of wealth. Klal Yisrael were busy with this wealth. Klal Yisrael were going from house to house, finally they have freedom. Finally they're not slaves anymore, finally they have their own, they can accumulate their own wealth. They're busy, going house to house. Got any goblets for me? Golden goblets? Come on, Ahmad. I know you're hiding your goblets. And what about you? What about you? Where's your golden watch? And they were going house to house to... And they had... And it was a tzibur. Because Shmuel had a mitzvah then. The etzim zahar to take the business mitzvah was a tzibur from Hashem. I promise, I remember, you know, the Arakach Yetzu B'chushko, you're going out with a chushko, no. Avada, Avada! They were doing the right thing. But the Torah Akdoisha tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with something else. Vayikach Moshe has Atzmos Yosef Imoi, ki Hashbeya Hishbiya. He took the Atzmos Yosef. Why? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's intention? Learned Chazal. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. The Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, let him take mitzvahs. Let him be busy with mitzvahs. Let him be busy with the Arayda Shal Yosef with the mitzvah rabba. Zokta Kli Yoker was his taish. Shekol Yisrael Nisar Rotsu Vataiz Yitu Loshim Imoy. Why did it say Torah say that Yikach Moshe Zatmos Yosef Imoy? Shabal my Asek Bizat Mitzrayim. Ki a Momoy Kinyon Shin a Dobik Imoy. Momoy is something that's not Dobik Imoy. Ki lo Yevet Acharov Kivoidai. Ki lo Yevet Acharov. Everybody will hump it together now. Ki lo Yevet Acharov Kivoidai. All the money in the world is the Gevaldik Gezach. Abo lo Yevet Acharov Kivoidai. But the good deeds that he does, who adov adovik imoy ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba. What does he take with him? You don't take anything with you, Rabbi Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to malame this lesson at this moment. Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef imoy with him. It's something that he was taking with him. And I want to answer a Gevaldik Akasha with this also, Rabbi Yisai. Because Lamaisa, if Be'etzem, Rabbi Yisai, if we understand that going around from house to house, the house searches of Klal Yisrael, to look for the goblets, and to look for the watches, and to look for everything that they had, to gain as much, to amass as much wealth as possible, because Hashem promised Avraham Avinu v'Yachle Echein Yetzu b'chush godol, they're going out with tremendous, I want them to go out with tremendous amount of wealth. That's my tzibur, and so Christ were also doing mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisai. So what's Mechakam Lev Yikach mitzvahs? What's Pshat, Rabbi Yisai? They were also doing mitzvahs. They weren't doing mitzvahs. It was a mitzvah! It was a gevaldike mitzvah! Parnuseh! You gotta make a parnuseh! It's a mitzvah in the Torah! Kadosh Baruch wants that they should go out in Chosh Gadol. It's also a mitzvah. So what does it say? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Chacham Levi Kach mitzvahs because he took the Aron of Shal Yosef. They were also doing mitzvahs. The Teret is, boys, I want to tie it to Fidus Kliyok also. When they took the Moel, what was the mitzvah Achri Yetzu B'chush Gadol? The pshat was, there was an thing to mass the well, get the wealth. But once they massed that wealth, once they got the goblets, once they got the golden rings, and the nose rings from the Mitzrayim, the mitzvah is over anymore. There was no mitzvah to take that wealth with them and go to Eretz Yisrael, go to whatever. Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzvah was the fact that he was taking Arenu Shel Yosef Imoy every step of the way. Chacham Lev Yikach mitzvahs. Not just mitzvahs, but mitzvahs. One mitzvah. The Teretz is Moshe Rabbeinu was doing a mitzvah constantly. They're going to be doing a mitzvah also. But at that moment they have a mitzvah. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Migdolakeach as Aron Shel Yosef Imoy together with him. When he goes out, it's not just as him taking of the Aron Shel Yosef and taking out of Mitzrayim, but at least they would take it up to Eretz Yisrael to bury it. Israel wasn't Zoycho, but for whatever reason. But to take it as far as possible, it was Yitzach Mitzvah. He was getting Schar Mitzvahs. Every step of the way, he was getting Mitzvahs. That was the Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Oh, but the Kliyoko says, Noch weiter. Lochein Nehme Vayikach Moshe Yimo Vula Lekach Osef Dafke B'mitzvah Zuz of the Kliyoko. Achshav. Lios li Yisrael kimaskir es yoim hamisa. So to Kliyokor, he had another intention by Shrapeno at this moment. Ki besi bezu lo yeh kol kach luhuti machabizo bezochrom ki yozo yazo v'acherim cheloi v'lo yeyred achrov kvaydoi. But Shrapeno had an intention dafke this mitzvah. The Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah, but this mitzvah had a big intention. That Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, come on down. We're all heading down to Ahmad Tibi's house. We're gonna. Mamish, he has Mamish golden goblets. He has chandeliers dripping with gold. We're taking it out with you. Where are you going? I'm going to get the Aroino Shel Yosef. I got some business to attend to, says Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to get the Aron Shel Yosef! Aron Shel Yosef? Maybe it'll fall to the head of the Yidden, the Kriyakar. Don't be so lahut. You're right, it's a mitzvah. But I didn't see you so excited yesterday by Shachris. There was also a mitzvah to say Kriyash Mashal Shachris. I didn't see you so excited yesterday when the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. You're so excited about mitzvahs. What are we so excited about? What are we getting so excited about? The mitzvah of gaining wealth. Is it the gaining of the wealth for the mitzvah? Or does I want to be rich? I want to be filthy rich. I want to have so much money. I want to have golden shoelaces. I want to have so much money that I don't know where to put my money. That money's coming out of every pocket. That I have to wear big coats with 15 pockets. I want to have so much money coming out from every side. I want to amass so much wealth that I'm known in the world. I made the top 10, the Forbes 500. I'm in the top 10. The biggest billionaire, the trillionaire. I want to be known as the richest Jew that ever lived. For what reason? That gives me fame. That makes me somebody. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach him that you don't take it with you. Ki lo yered achrav kfoidoi. All the money that you will make, all what you'll amass in your entire lifetime. Thousands. There are no pockets in the shrouds. Tachrichim have no pockets. Straight clothes without any pockets. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take the bones of Yosef, Yoim Hamisa, to instill within him, don't overdo it. don't get too caught up in making a parnasa. Don't make it the mainstay of your lives. Avad, you have to make a parnasa. Avad, you have to support a family. It's a mitzvah. But it should be the mainstay. And a person should forget about the ikkar goals of his life. A person should forget about what he came down to the world for. A person should forget about what his tafkid is. That's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. Moshe Rabbeinu instilled the Vayikach Moshe as Atzmos Yosef Imo. He took the bones with him. Every second will be another mitzvah. Because Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah. The world we live in at large, Rabbi, everybody around us screams. We've been brainwashed, so to say, with this hashkafa of life, Rabbi Yisai. It's the most important thing. And the most important thing in life is to make money. Is to be wealthy. That's a status symbol. That makes me somebody special. The bigger house I have, the nicer car I have, the type of lifestyle that I live. Everybody is jealous. Everybody wants to be like that person. Everybody sees the type of suits he wears, the way he walks into the shul. Wow! Look who just pulled up. Shmuel Belchenbaum, the richest man in Connecticut. Look at that tie he's wearing. Look at those shoes. Look at that suit. Nino Bellicanci. Suit. They don't sell those suits. Only in Manhattan, and you have to make a 2-hour appointment beforehand with the head dresser to make sure he can see you for the suit. $2,000 each suit, Rabbi Sai, just for the lapels. We're not talking, get down to the bottom of the jacket. He wears Nino Bellicanci suits. Unbelievable. Wow, those eyeballs. When they see that, you can't stop staring in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Then you get back to Shema Koleinu, and you know what you're going to ask for in Baruch Shalom. Yehi Ratzoi, I need a Nino Bellicanci suit. How do you say that in Lashon HaKodesh? Nino Bellicanci. And the car, you walk out of shul, you see the car he drives. That car that he drives, wow. Wow. Look at that car that he drives. Look how fancy. Look how good his chauffeur looks. I don't even wear a suit like his chauffeur. And his chauffeur is not from the white color of his side. The only thing white about the chauffeur is his gloves. But he's not white at all, and he wears nicer suits than I. Wow! And you get excited and caught up. And that man, wow! That man, he's on his way to his house. He's going to drive, the black man's driving him to his house. And that house, just going into the house, it was like the little house before the big house. You know, like, he has a small house, which is 3 times the size of my house. Just his inner rooms are bigger. His bathrooms are bigger than my living room. And the showers, we didn't get to the showers even. How we didn't get to the pantry box in his kitchen. Just the pantry box. I once was in Flatbush, and a guy took me, you have to see this house, you gotta see this house. We walked down the steps, I was walking with a few bucks when we came into the house. Mamish, a palace. We walk in, wow, we just look at it, it's just floors and floors. I want to take you down to the billiard room. And then there was a wine cellar, a separate room just for wine. Just wine cellar, mom, it's like the old fashioned wine cellars. And then he took me into, here's the mikveh. He has a mikveh. You have to have a mikveh. Come on, it's a Jewish home. some semblance of a Jewish has a mikveh in the basement. And the Satmar Rebbe, when he came to Flavage, he was terrible to mikveh. That mamish makes the house worthwhile because the Satmar Rebbe was terrible in it. 37 tefillahs. And then that's not it. You didn't see the indoor swimming pool. And then we take me to the indoor gym. I saw it's my own eyes on my side. And then this is the playroom, the dining room, and then the TV. Another room. How many kids live in this house? Two. In case me and my brother fight, we have a third bedroom. We're in separate bedrooms already. Just in case we fight, there's a bedroom further away down the corridor, just in case we fight. And you have houses, the maid has a house. You know, you go to America, the maid also has to have a house. Downstairs in the basement, the maid lives. I wish I was a maid. You see, the maid's house is bigger than many people's dearest. Yeah, that's so. She's got it made, as they say. But the problem would stop there if not. I had to pull the guys away. Chazal say later on, Vayasa Moshe Bnei Yisrael, when they came to the Biza Sayam later on in the parasha, Klal Yisrael comes to the Biza Sayam. Kadosh Baruch Hu not only gave them a tremendous amount of Biza Mitzrayim, He gave them also Biza Sayam. The Mitzrayim adorned their horses with jewelry and everything that they had, and it all came off over the Yam. And Klal Yisrael were pulling and grabbing, and Mamish going at it, Mamish. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Chazar, Vayasa, Lekim, he had to pull them away. Come on, we're traveling. We're going for the Mount Torah. Just one more diamond. Come on, Moshe. One more diamond. The guy's mamish, he can't walk anymore. He's loaded with 50,000 diamonds. Just load him up. One more diamond. And they got a mamish. Moshe Rabbeinu is pulling him away. He's like, his hand in the diamonds. Moshe Rabbeinu like, has to pull him. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu standing there. Mamish trying to pull the guy away. A large pile of jewelry. That's how I felt in this house. Come on, guys, let's go. Let's go to Mincha. Want just one more room, Rebbe. Let's just see one more room. And a person who's hoilig in Olam Hazeh and sees people with such wealth and sees people who are just loy running yet that wealth can become so absorbed, can become so brainwashed, and they feel that this is the Hashkafas HaChayim. This is what makes a Jew prominent. This is what makes it in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid for the Yotzei Mitzrayim, who would get out of slavery, and it could be that was the Hemshech of HaChamushim, because he already saw how much of Klal Yisrael was already absorbed so much in leaving, staying in Mitzrayim, I feel. And Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that the money that they would gain would also make them lose their Hashkafas HaChayim, lose the focus. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wants them to have the wealth. But that's not the end in itself, it's a means to maybe help to be able to survive, to support, but that's not the goal. The goal is not to be the billionaire. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it, it's a means to help others, to support Torah, to be a Torah supporter, to be a person that can help thousands of Jews. Someone told me this week of Meir Yedikavot to Rav Leib. When Rav Leib was in America, so one of the Gevir, he came over and he asked to help out a son, Koilin. So a Gevir came over to him and said, Vashishire! Vashtenisht!
them Yiddish. Versteinish et Oshia. Why do we need so many koilim in the world? Why do we need so many koilim? This koil, koil this, and koil that, koil b'nei Tzion, and koil b'nei Tzion, and koil this, and koil that. Why so many koilim, some yeshivas, Shari Chaim, Feres Chaim, Evi Chaim, Oyster Chaim, everything? For the Israelis. Why do we need so many koilim, so many yeshivas? Dr. Pshtayim is in a posh of our doctor. Why do we need so many yeshivas? What do we need so many yeshivas for? How can yeshivas? What do we need so many yeshivas for? Vice toys to the so many yeshivas. They have to be many more kohels to support the yeshivas. What does the kohels give the money for? To buy balloons? Happy birthday balloons! What do you need the money for? To have seven homes? What do they need the money for? Six cars, you come to a driving six cars. I thought maybe they had four kids over the age. Babies. We're buying early. It was a quick deal, a good deal. A Mercedes. Four for the price of three. Buy three, get one free. And 120,000 grand. To each car. So we're just getting one for little Yankala. A 30-day-old baby. We know him. I don't want to drive a Mercedes. It's in the blood of the family. You come to driving six cars. Six. Some people have three cars. Just one person has three cars. This is the car I drive when I go to my business. This is the car I drive to go to shul, can't come to a fair today, they might ask me for a donation. And this car just sits in the driveway to impress my neighbors. We don't use it too often. What do you need all the money for? Do you know what you can buy with that money, Rabbi Sai? Do you know what you can support? You can build Torah, you can build buildings. You can support Torah. In a massive oifen. The Baron Lake, someone came to the Baron Lake. I think he was crying in the last missionary session. He said, I lost $2 million. The Baron said, you had $2 million and this girl of people are suffering. You had $2 million on your hands. People lost tens of millions and they're crying. Well, Avada, what could have been done with that money? That money's gone forever, never to be seen again. If he would have given a bigger check for $200,000 to the yeshiva, all the Torah, all the mitzvahs, everything that was done in that yeshiva, forever and ever would have been etched away and stored away. Never and never touched. And now it was gone with the wind. Lost forever. So who's the Chacham, Rabbi Sai? Who's the smart one? The one who amasses the wealth, seven cars, and he died. He died at the age of 97. I don't care when it was. 14 different golf bags with big white golf shoes. And he has to have a golf cart to go down to Florida with him, do 18 holes at Acapulco. But at the end of the day, the boy said, he can't take it with him. I had an uncle, he came to me recently, a great uncle, he was a Baruch Hashem from Yid, he did a lot of his life. But he wasn't yeshivisha. And he had a big hanor for playing golf. Big hanor for playing golf. Unbelievable hanor. And I asked him, like, what, you know, in life, and like, what was the big enjoyment in life? He said, there was one time I was on the course and I hit a hole in one. I hit a hole in one. And everybody stood there in awe of me. That was something in my life I'll never forget. The hole in one. That's what he did mitzvahs also, he's taking it with him. But the hole in one is what he's taking with him, Rabbi Yisai. What do you take with you, Rabbi Yisai? 70, 80, 90, 100 years, what are we taking with us? What are we taking with us? Nebuch, the Velt doesn't understand, Rabbi Yisai. This week, one of the Zvedi came over with a bach, one of the Eli Mendelovich pulled out something for the Yatin Nam on the Baisai. We can laugh, it should be a schuss for this person on the Baisai, but it's a Pella Otsum. This year, who was writing the article for the Yatin Nam, Kishin Shlachti, Lasaka is Beis HaAlman, I went to a certain Beis HaAlman, a Beis HaKfora somewhere near the Kinneret. He says the Matzevos, the tombstones are very, very strange. Mishum kach yotzosi gam l'beis ha'am shal, I went to a different day. Re'isi et matzeva shal ha'oifer. He came to the matzeva for the baker of this kibbutz. Written on the base, these two big tombstones in front, you'll see the picture afterwards, the props. Written the name, and it should be chas shom alaz on this person. Maybe didn't know, but I don't know what Rabbi said, but the voice said, this is what he writes. They have the two people bested, their names, the wife and the husband. And on the tombstone it says, and I quote, he was the baker of the kibbutz. Ugas shmorim shel Yankala. The kokish cake from Yankala. One cup. Not joking, but here it is. One cup, 1 kilo kemach. 50 grams shmarim. Kot melach. The shalosh beitzim, 7 kapos shukar, margarita 200 gram, kois v'chetzi cholam, the kinamon lefi hatam. The ugas shmorim shel Yankala on his tombstone of us. We laugh, of us. But people are out there, and what are they? What's going to be on their tombstone? We once mentioned that a friend writes this book that was somebody went off to somewhere in America, a certain place in somewhere, a Jewish cemetery, I think it was. And there was this whole section of Oisai. What was this section called? The bowling partner section. And on each one's tombstone, it was the picture of his bowling ball. And everybody said, we live to bowl. And we bowl to live. That was written on the tombstone of these people. And what about the person who didn't only bowl? He was a dentist! Here I am, Dr. Greenberg! He made 7,200 extractions! Anybody needs a seam deep to the right of the kever, you'll find the extractions. That's what a person goes in with forever. What did he amass? What is his life about? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melamed! You're racing a piece of Mitzrayim for what? What's the ultimate? Well, walk away wealthy. It's a mitzvah. Beautiful mitzvah. But Moshe Rabbeinu was choishesh. He's going to lose the plot. And it turned down by Yasa. Vayikach Moshe Satzmos Yosefino. Anything, the only thing that has value. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be wealthy also. But the only thing that has wealth, true wealth, is Atzmos Yosef, is Chacham Levi Gam Mitzvahs. For every mitzvah and mitzvah, that's what you take with you. That's what you take with you. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael this Yisoid. Chofetz Chaim says, he asked in the beginning of Torah Sabayis, v'shinantem levonecho v'dibarit abom v'shiftach v'viseecho v'lechtach v'derech v'shof v'chof v'mecho k'shboruchu v'shinantem levonecho k'oyal divrei Torah. And we say a second time, again in the second parasha, We should never
be at one second without leaving that Torah. Skipping paragraphs. Why did Hashem make this mitzvah? Matter on a person. There should be any second. What is this mitzvah? What does the person want from a yid? Every second learning, whenever you have time. Shafil belechta baderech. He told him because of Zois. That means the guy's going on the way. If Chas v'Shalom, he has the opportunity to learn now, he's going on the bus with his Masechta Chagiga under his arm. Not anything else under his arm. Only Masechta Chagiga. He goes with Masechta Chagiga on the bus or in his mind. He's going out in the street, you have a chiyuv. Okay, if a person needs to let, he can't let loose. He has more, he has headaches. He can't think of learning right now. Think about the Bia. But the Chiyav is, whenever I have an opportunity, I'm on my bed, what am I thinking about? Not Winnie the Pooh. Not some stupid magazine article. If it's possible, a person needs to let up, and Chas v'Shalom, he needs your outlets, you need to work out, you play basketball, everything's gavaldik. But if a person is a matzav, that he can learn every second. What's pshat? Look there. To be sure, shloyer pel vein al maska ik yiris na shom oil mit poy vis lash bchoy megas. You have a big question. What the Kodesh Baruch Hu sending us down to this world for? Why? We're a hit in the shama, a hole in the shama, putting us in a world of chayma, materialistic desires, materialism, everything is after the Chaim. Someone such a great Sarah prince, such a Helgul Shaman that's used to living in the beautiful, unbelievable world of a palace, the greatest pleasures, he sent us down to this world. Zog the Chavetz Chaim, the Pshad is, it must be that there's something great about in that world down there to do. He says, like the father that sends his son away from him to a faraway place. The rich father, the king, he sends his son into a place where he's shoylet, where he rules. But Lamaisa over there, he has to dress differently. What's he sending him for? Is a tachlis. It could be he has to gather in something over there. He has to bring home to the mel something so great. And that's those stones, he says. But those people over there are very, very lowly people. And he has to go amongst them, even though he's used to such a high lifestyle. What did he send us down here for? We have a tachlis from Beniso to earn our schar. As Amchal says, the only way you feel good about it is to earn it. So even though the Neshama has an enjoyment, but his enjoyment is going to be even much greater at such a higher level if he comes to this world and earns it. And how does he earn it? By gathering stones, by gathering mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have the greatest amount, the mode that we want us to be billionaires. He wanted all of us to be on the Forbes 500 magazine, the Ruchniest Forbes 500. Every single one of us. Every neshama and Klal Yisrael should be on the Forbes 500 in the next world. How is that possible? You have to do mitzvahs. How can you do mitzvahs every second? Zok the Torah Sabayis. That's why the mitzvah of Talmud Torah can be done at any moment. Every other mitzvah, sometimes you need some mitzvahs, you need this, you need that. But Talmud Torah can get kulam at any moment in time, kamat. Except the person's in another makum, that's not proper. But any possible moment of life, it can be oisi p'tayim, it can be even that type of thing. And this is how you amass your millions. This is how you become the chacham levi kach mitzvahs. This is how you become the one who appreciates what mitzvah is with oisa. To amass a wealth that's going to be with you forever. And not to get caught up in all what's going around it. To take it emo, to take it with you. To have something that's going to be part and parcel of you. That every mitzvah that you do should be so precious in our eyes. That every mitzvah that we have, the opportunity, should not go to waste. So the Mishnah Chagiga, Mo'uva is the Yuva Liskoin. The Shabitel, Kriyash Mashal Arab is Kriyash Mashal Shach. A guy missed the boat, he can never, ever, ever make it up again. That opportunity to say Kriyash Shema that day. And saying it Bizman is a Shaila. To miss the Zman from Kriyash Shema. Bitel Kriyash Shema Shal Arvis. Bitel Kriyash Shema Shal Shachris. Bitel Tfilah Shal Shachris. Bitel Tfilah Shal Arvis. That opportunity is lost. What you could have amassed with those tefillahs, it's lost. But every mitzvah, boy, we should look on that so precious. This is something that's worth millions. The coin says, Schar Mitzvah! Bei Al-Maleka! There is no payment for a mitzvah in this world. Why not? Zok to Goyim, because there's nothing in this world that can be valuable enough to pay for a mitzvah. Come on, give me 20 grand for that mitzvah. Not worth it. One mitzvah? 20 grand. Who would trade 20 grand for a mitzvah? What is that? A guy comes to you, I'll give 20 grand for your mitzvah. 20 grand? Give me 20 bucks. 20 bucks? What do you mean 20 grand? 20 bucks, okay. 20 schmacks. Two tens also, if you can manage. Or four fives. I'll even take ones if you have it for your mitzvah. You know what you're trading in? You know what you're giving up? One mitzvah, Rabbi said. The coin says nothing in this world is valuable enough to pay for a mitzvah. That's why it's chametz. It's not the pshat. It's not shot to pay for it. It's something that you have an alien that comes down. He comes back. Comes your pet alien. What do you pay for it? I don't know. Is it a value in the shuk? Here he is, my pet alien. So that's not. There's a well. There's a value for it. I have an uncle. He's a very smart guy. He's a scientist, and he's a very intellectual guy. So I asked him what he does. So he says he develops molecules, whatever that means. But he works on molecules in order to. He figures out different combinations and creates molecules. I said, what happens? So they patent that molecule. And these molecules are made, I guess, to make different ways to figure out cures for different diseases. So he figures out a way to develop the molecule, the combinations, and then he sells it all. So I asked him, so how much he gets? What happens? So then he says, once I patent the molecule, once I develop and I patent it, so then I sell it. I auction it off to different, organizations, whoever, people that want to start research it further. How much does it go for, uncle? How much they bid it for, you know? A few thousand, thousands? Millions. Or high hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands to millions. I said, I want to be your nephew. No, I'm kidding. But if I saw... No more. Anyway, a molecule of Isaac. Millions. One mitzvah. One mitzvah. A poshita mitzvah. A poshita mitzvah.
millions, trillions. Keep going. Nothing Dr. Goy can pay a schar for a mitzvah. Can't pay for one mitzvah. One mitzvah. And we are mevatel mitzvahs. We don't get anything. Oh, it's only a mitzvah. The Rabbanon. Nisht the Doraisa. Chacham Leiv. Yikach mitzvahs. I just saw recently there's different points the story could bring out, but one point is unbelievable, by side. There was a poor kid, Olin Shaber, he brings the story to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's house. There was a parent that came to kidnap to Rav Chaim. And the kid, Nebuch, was going for treatment. He had the machlo. And the father explained to the kid that Nebuch, you're going to have to go for treatments, and when you do these treatments, your hair is going to fall out. The kid was only 7 years old. He understood what it was about, but I guess he went to his room. He didn't seem so, he seemed disturbed, but 2 minutes later he comes out of his room with tears all on his eyes. See streams of tears, his eyes red with tears. His father asked, Yankala, what's the problem? Tata, you said all my hair's falling out. Yeah? What's going to be with my pace? What's going to be with the pace? Scene 2. Barbershop, Yerushalayim, Bachad B. Getting a haircut. Think it's too short? I think I make the bone. The bone up here. By the bone. Some bone. Any bones up here? Teresa! Shaver. I don't want to get to that topic. Can I use the shaver? Surim Teresa, no problem. Shave it away. No problem. There's the XLC 27. What's it called? Wellington Razor. Bidiyavid. It's okay after you shave. Explain it later to them. But yeah, it's okay. Doraisa, you don't have a chashash. Ask a shayla. Room. Payas. You have to leave payas, if I said. Not dafke briske payas. Over payas. The kid came crying to his father. Tato, what's going to be with the payas? And the father didn't have an answer. He went to his room. He cried to Rebbeinu Shlomo. Rebbeinu Shlomo and the father also sat there in tefillah. And they cried both. And he said, Rebbeinu Shlomo, I know I have to go through the sickness, but I want to kind of the mitzvahs. Let me have at least the payas. And the father came to Reb Chaim later on with his son. And lo and behold, his whole head was bald, but he had payas. And Reb Chaim called the whole mishpacha in. But I want to take out from it the desire of the 7-year-old kid to keep a mitzvah. How easy it is for us to let a mitzvah slip through the sand. And this boy of 7 years old had to go through chemo. But what about the pace? What about the pace? What about Kriya Shema? What about Tefillah? What about Tzitzis? Tzitzis! Bochum today can walk around without Tzitzis! The Vilna Goyen! The Vilna Goyen! Was on his deathbed! And he's holding in his hand a pair of tzitzis and tears in his eyes. And the Vilna Goyen said to the people around him, "What? Why is the Vilna Goyen crying?"
He's holding on to his tzitzis. That says for a few kopekes, for a few pennies, do you know how much chai you can get? It's so difficult wearing this beggar, scratchy, itchy, and to wear it out. I don't want people to know I'm too Jewish. I gotta look like Nino Valentino. He no wear no tzitzis. Or the chauffeur from the beginning of the shmooze, he no wear no tzitzis. And he has a nicer suit than me. But what about the 8-year-old boy that we once told another story about? Who came also in for chemo. Also brought in a Phil Silverstein, one of his books, I think Tufri Abiyu, he came in to get chemo. And he was on the table, and the nurse asked him to take off all his clothes so they could do the chemo, I guess, in the chest, wherever he had to do it. Please take off all your clothes. She came in a little bit later and she, I guess he put on the whatever he had to put on, the hospital gown, whatever it was, that was good. He was able to do the chemo through it. And he was wearing his tzitzis over the hospital gown, whatever he was wearing. And she said, I had told you have to take off all the clothes. And he started to cry. I can't take off these tzitzis. I can't remove the tzitzis.
What shkia, Rebbe? Laila lavzman tzitzis hu. When is the shkia? Can I get it off?
And the boy had a fight with the nurse. And the nurse said, you gotta take it off. And she said, no, I'm 8-year-old, but I'm not taking off my tzitzis. The kitza, she couldn't do anything more. She called in the head doctor. And the doctor walked in and explained to the boy. And before he had to explain to the boy that he had to take off the tzitzis, he started to talk to him. But the boy's still not budging. They're going out and around. And meanwhile, the doctor takes a look. I guess they were the two doctors. They take a look at the radiation dials for the radiation they wanted to give him. And they see the radiation that the nurse had put it on would have killed him instantly. She had turned the dials, or somebody had turned the dials to a number that was crazy. And the beged shel tzitzis is what saved him, Rabbi Yisrael. The beged shel tzitzis is our mogei. The mitzvahs that we have are a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But more, it's the way, it's the opportunity that we're going to have an Olam Hemes forever and ever. We're going to have our sustenance. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Akdama, Asher Yaseh Ha'odam Oysom V'chai Bohem. Zok the uncle is V'chai Bohem La'alma D'Kshoit La'alma D'Osim V'chai Bohem in the next world. Learns the Mishnah Berurah in the Akdama that just like a physical body needs sustenance, and without it every being in the entire universe was created that has to get sustenance. Every living being. A plant, if it doesn't have its water, it will die. An animal, if it doesn't eat, it will die. Every being needs to be nourished. The physical body is nourished with physical food. The spiritual body also has to be nourished. But not only for now. This has to be a nourishment forever and ever. What's the nourishment? What's the food? What food supply are we taking with us? You don't want to run out of food up there. There are no makolets with you know, old man Sam behind the thing selling the milk. You can't run up the street to Matok Mitvash and get some peanut butter. The mitzvahs that you do down here, that's the nourishment of the Mishnah Berurah. That's the nourishment. B'chai b'hem l'osid l'avon. Chacham lev yikach mitzvot. And if anybody wants, we who learned in Torah Or, by Rav Scheinberg, saw this l'maisa. everyone wants to, and today he's older, but everybody who wanted to see in those times understood it. This was a person that you saw it. And all Gedolim were like that, but I had this chus to mishamish to Hashiva. Chacham Levi kach mitzvahs. Any second that he could be learning, he wears tefillin all day. Every beggar, Rabbi said, Choshib Shadi wears so much tzitzis. He wants to have not just one mitzvah of tzitzis, thousands of mitzvahs of tzitzis every day. Every beggar is another mitzvah. Don't try, Rabbi said. Just get to one beggar. But every beggar is another mitzvah. That's the Choshib Shadi. Al Kabbalah, he's wearing for every yid that's not wearing tzitzis. If that were true, he'd have to wear much, much more than that. He did the Poshit Pshaz Chacham Levi Kat Mitzvahs. We used to have a Kohen, used to come Duchen from the next door in the Vei Simcha. He was an older person, very much older, even older than Rashiva. Rav Sharon was the Shel Tziba. Who couldn't stand in awe how when this person would go off the Duchen, Rav Sharon would run over by Ashrei to sit down on the seat. To be able to stand up when he walks by to Bekayim, Vadar, to Bnei Zogar, and Mitzvah, say, Daraisa. You don't think of it. The Yeshiva ran from the thing, but Ashri was standing by the Omid. The old man, McCoy, I remember I used to bring him coffee in the morning, but I remember him to this day, used to come to the Yeshiva every morning, down with us. Duchen, Hashem would run from his seat to the bench. As long as this white people has passed by, he would get up with all the talism he was wearing. Machamitzvah. Nachamitz. To have tefillin on every second of wearing tefillin is a mitzvah. To see a person, a being that his ganze life was this chacham leiv, this is a shmuz I heard from him also, boys. Now with the same jokes. But chacham leiv yikach mitzvah. The one who's really smart, the one who has any brain on his head, the one who understands that what life is truly about. The one who understands what he's doing. The first question of Mesillas Yeshayahu, Ma Achoy Vosa Vayelom, what did you come here for? What did you come here for? What are you doing here? What are we doing on this planet? Eating garinim? What are you doing here? You see these guys on Shabbos? 780 grams! Shcholim! Besides the watermelon seeds! And then you have Baruch Hashem, he decorates the floor for you also, all over Eretz Yisrael with his diamond. In his lifetime, he ate 7,220,480,220 garinim. That's going to be on the tombstone. Every Shabbat, bags and bags. See these guys on the mamish? I don't know. You can't imagine how big the bags are. And they get to get a chabura. A chabura. Why not? Shabbos. A chabura. And garinim cracking. It's like a choir. You walk by. A new song's coming out. The garinim song. They're trying to get it displayed. For hours and hours and hours cracking garinim. Okay, maybe it's Onik Shabbos. That's Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs. Spend the Shabbos, 24 hours a day Shabbos, what did you accomplish the whole Shabbos? What did you accomplish? Make a cheshbon. We said last week that Rizal says that a Shomer comes down and a Moitzi Shabbos, because Yosef brings, and we went in the Mishnah Berurah last week, in Tzvas, right? The Shomer comes down on Shabbos, and on Moitzi Shabbos, and the Shomer, he said, goes up to Shemayim, you all stay with the Shomer, your Shomer goes up, and he asked, Machidash, the Machidish, what are you Machadish? I found a new way to crack the guy in MC, the back way! I stand my foot on the seat, pops up! The new choir! The Malvin, Gary Nim seating! What were you Machadish on Shabbos, the Shabbos asked? What do you mean, what was a Machadish? Yeah, has anybody ever slept 23 hours on Shabbos? I did it. What were you mechadish to Shabbos? Chidush! Something new! I suppose supposed to be different from the whole week? How are you yotze by sleeping? Baruch said, good kasha. Ma chidashta. The shams of the kanaf, ma chidashta. Like you imagine the guy who comes up after 120 with a recipe for uga shmorim. Cookish cake recipe. That's ma chidashta. In my lifetime, Nebuch. Machidashta. Because what makes the only thing that makes an erosion in the next world of Isai, the only thing is mitzvahs. Nothing else means nothing. Billionaire. Everything he had, it means zero. Nothing. Kilo yevid achrof foido. Nothing. The only thing that has value, the only thing that they're machshiv, the only thing that makes a roishiv in that world is a mitzvah, is ma'isim toivim. Just heard a story just now, but I'm ending. The year was sitting here today, he came to visit me, Nebuch, he just lost his wife. And he was telling me that someone came to Menachem Oval him, and told him a ma'aser of Rabbi Elopian that we say Kaddish in this world. Say Kaddish for a niftar. What's the end of Kaddish, he says. So he said, Rabbi Elopian said an unbelievable mashal. He said there was once in Russia a certain yid, a certain guy, a Russian soldier, who was in the midst of the battle against a different country. And the Russian army was down back and forth, and somebody threw a grenade to blow up the Russian army, the whole kvutz of the Russian army. One of the soldiers jumped out, grabbed the grenade, and before that, he threw it back and they killed him. Wow, did they lord this guy, the soldier? He came back a hero, medals, citations all over his body, badges, everything. He was the hero in all the newspapers. Ivan Chankovich, whatever his name is, their mom is lording him. A few weeks later, there's a person, a Russian guy, that gets caught. He gets caught doing a bad deed, something very bad, stealing, whatever it is. In those times, stealing was punishable by death. He comes into the court. He has no case. The lawyers try to prevent it, but you were caught stealing. What's your name? Ivan. Ivan Chenk. Are you related to that? That's my son. That's your son? That hero is your son? Exagin from mother's corner. That's your son? They tear it up. Have a nice life. Scot-free. A very Elopian person comes up after 120 or whatever, he's nifta. He has a big list, not just Ugashmarim list. There's a big list of things that he didn't do so well in this world. They're about to make the Gzardin, who knows what. 1 second, says the Malach. Look down in that world, down in that world. Somebody saying something over there. Let's go down to the world. There's a son. He's saying Kaddish. There's a relation saying Kaddish. Who's that? That's my son. That's your son? He's being the Kaddish Shem Shemayim. He's doing the mitzvah of causing people to the Kiddash to the Serch B'nai Yisrael. Kiddish Shem Shemayim. Shh. Tear up the Zadim. That's what Kaddish is about. Because in the next world, what's Nechshev is Torah on mitzvahs and Kiddushim Shemayim. And that's the power, that's the effect it has. That's the roshim it makes in that next world. And therefore, Chacham Lev, Yikach mitzvahs. We have to atone, Seif Zman, whatever you want to call it, whatever. gets ready, you know, after Hanukkah, Tzov's man ready. Pei Gimel Cheshvin, Tzov's man ready. We're already close to Tzov's man. His man started it, so close ready to Tzov's man. Well, there's 3 weeks left for Bodhisattva. Well, 4 weeks left from Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Shvat Shabbos. 4 weeks left to Tu B'Odah is called is Purim, everybody said. We could sit around, pass the time, lay around, hold drum, but there's so many mitzvahs available. So much Torah to accomplish. So much to do. Massing wells, everybody said. And a person doesn't know. He doesn't know what he's doing for everybody around him. And he doesn't know. There are people, Be'ez Hashem, we should live at Me'ev Esim Shana. But your time is precious to me, as I said. B'shivtcho v'yisecho v'lavcho v'deh v'shavcho v'mecho. Every mitzvah is so precious. You need to have your breaks. You need to have your time for yourselves. But you need to understand this yisoid. That whatever I'm doing in life, whatever I'm involved in, my mind and my soul should be caught up in where's the next mitzvah I can make. Even when I go back for Bein Hazman, Rabbi Yisai, hundreds of mitzvahs we could do. Keep it of the aim, Rabbi Yisai. That's an extinct mitzvah back in the dinosaur era. But there's a thing called Kibbutz of Va'eim. It's even written on the Aseret HaDibrot. How many people you go and bring a cup of water to your father, you bring something to your father? Mitzvah after mitzvah, and not just a portion of mitzvah. The mitzvahs are out there. Kodesh Baruch makes it so available for us. Let's not waste our time. Let's accomplish. Let's feel good about these, that the soul will be nourished. Not just in the next world. In this world also the soul has to be nourished. That's why we get depressed. All the depression comes because we don't nourish our souls. Our souls like dormant. We're doing all the exciting things. We're feeding, we're pounding away. We're a papagayo for 170 shmeckles. And we're eating all you can eat. Someone told me they were there for 4.5 hours one night. They put them out of business. What are you doing for 4.5 hours? I don't know. Papagayos. We're feeding the goof, but if the shaman's not fed, there's depression. Because that's the real you. We learned the lesson. If we take vayikachas, Atzmos Yosef Imo, if we take the mitzvahs Imoi, the Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, we have a moir de gesimcha. A moir, we walk down with a moir de gesimcha, we accomplish it. We're accomplishing in the essence, the husu we are, in the essence, in the shomo. We'll give a nachas ruach, the boy reino. We'll be zoicho Be'ez Hashem, the ultimate reward, the Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Be'ez Hashem.